Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Brother Lehman Sports Happy Hour with your host, Chris.
And Jonathan.
This is a special playoff preview edition. We're going to get into talking about the NBA playoffs, my favorite time of the year.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My wife, KC, this is the part of the year where she hates the most because I am totally zoned in. You know, Saturday and Sunday are my favorite days because it's just sports. Playoffs all game, back to back to back to back.
Yep. Love that first round. Get to see all kinds of games.
First off, well, let's talk Heat and Bucks. Defending champs, coming in hot. You know, had that 27-game winning streak that your team stopped, but they just coming in, you know, raring to go, clicking on all cylinders.
Yes, sir.
Milwaukee Bucks. You know, we already heard Brandon Jennings said they're going to win in six.
All right, he just talking.
Yeah, he's, you know, speaking that bravado, was playoff time, so he's just saying, I'm going to take all the pressure for the team. You know, it's on my back. I'm going to take it.
They got the AC, so I don't really have nothing to lose by preaching all that nonsense.
That's why he said the pressure ain't on them. So
exactly. Pressure's all on the Heat to pull it out. They were the best team in the NBA this season. There is no doubt I see Miami pulling this series out. There is no way in hell I see Milwaukee. I'm not even giving them a chance to lose in six games. They're going to lose in five, possibly get swept. Now, if they are going to pull an upset.
Yeah, what do you think they're going to do? What are the keys to the Bucks, you know, at least making this close, but definitely pulling it out? What do you think?
Well, the one advantage that the Bucks do have, they have Larry Sanders, who this year has blown up into, you could arguably say, one of the best defensive centers in the league. The man was averaging, I want to say, four blocks a game. He was just unbelievable. We all know Miami's weakness is rebounding.
Yeah.
So if somehow, some way, Milwaukee can crash the boards, if Larry Sanders can do a good job on Chris Paul, holding him down, put all the pressure on LeBron James to do everything. To me, that's going to be the key. If you can slow down Wade and Bosh just a little bit, I know it's going to be tough. Monta Ellis is a little undersized for the two position, but you know, obviously he has some quickness. Which he can possibly use to his advantage. Same thing can be said about Brandon Jennings. They're both much faster than Miami's backcourt. So they have some things going in their favor. If they can pull it out, put everything together, you know, there's a slim to none chance they could pull an upset here. But let's be honest, Miami's been rolling the whole season. I just see them knocking out Milwaukee real quick and just ending that, just knock that out.
Yeah, I can see that. You know, like I said, the Bucks are, you know, were fifth in rebounding this season, you know, whereas the Heat were 30th.
Yeah, they're in the bottom.
Defense is not one of the Bucks' specialty. Who do you think the X factors are for both teams?
For both teams, starting with Miami, the X factor is going to be Chris Bosh. We know he's a good scorer. We know he can pull up and shoot the mid-range jump shot. Our biggest question with Chris Bosh concerns his rebounding and defense. If he can put those two things together completely throughout this series, Miami is going to dominate. Looking at the other side of the spectrum for Milwaukee, I'm going to throw a name out there that probably a lot of people don't know, but the rookie John Henson. If he could come out and ball, people don't really, you know, pay attention to Milwaukee, but he had a very, very good game the last game of the season. Granted, you know, they were resting some of their players. The coach has already said Samuel Dallenberg and Drew Gooden probably aren't going to get much run, which leaves more time for this rookie, John Henson. He is a beast, ladies and gentlemen, especially on the boards. He can really rebound and he can block some shots. If he can blossom in the playoffs, look for Milwaukee to make some noise in this first round.
I know I was going to say Ilya Slova.
Yeah.
He did something, but I know he's injured with his on his right wrist.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'd still say it's you know, it's size for them. You know, they still got down a bear, so they have to. They control the board. They can at least slow down Miami's you know, running attack.
Exactly. Slow down that that fast break.
Yeah, with them turnovers. And for Miami, yeah, I would say another front court player, you know, Udonis Haslem.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's more the guy doing the dirty work than Chris Bosh. You know, I see, you know, there'll be times where Bosh is going to bring Larry Sanders out.
Yeah.
You know, but I think Udonis Haslem has to do his part and, you know, help rebound and keep guys, like you said, John Henson off the board. But like we know, this is, both agree this is going to end.
Sooner rather than later.
Yeah. I say in five, what you got?
I got in five. I got Miami in five. I think Milwaukee will win one at home. They're still one at home. But I think Miami will end up closing it out.
All right, next is Yo Bulls.
Yes, sir.
Locking up that fifth seed. It's in Brooklyn. Brooklyn's hosting a playoff game. It's about to get nuts in New York.
Oh, don't even matter. Jay-Z sold his share. And let's look and see. Let's just get right into it. Of course, I'm biased. Everybody, for whatever reason, I don't know. A lot of analysts, a lot of commentators have been picking Chicago to beat Brooklyn, which for Brooklyn, I'm kind of like, dang, ain't nobody showing y'all no love. But I'm not going to sit here and say it's going to be easy series for Chicago because it's not. Offensively, one is very limited, and it's the opposite for New Jersey. They're pretty loaded offensively. Their issue is defense. This is really, to me, a toss-up series. When you look at the two teams for New Jersey, the key for them is going to be defense, and more defense. Brook Lopez is going to have to crash the boards because we all know the Bulls are very good at coming when it comes to rebounding. But they do have their own rebounder in Reggie Evans, who tends to steal a lot of boards from Brook Lopez. Kid can grab 20 rebounds in a game. So he's somebody that, you know, Boozer, you know, even Noah, who's banged up, Taj Gibson, these guys are going to have to keep him off the blocks. And Joe Johnson is going to have a hell of a series. If he doesn't, it's going to be really tough for New Jersey to pull this one out. Like I said, Tom Thibodeau preaches defense, and more defense. So you know the Bulls are going to come ready.
Yeah, I would agree. You know, the season series, Bulls won 3-1. None of the games, neither team has gone over 100 points.
Which favorite Chicago? Sir.
And then Noah's banged up.
He said he might be doubtful for the series.
I think he'll play if needed, if they get down.
Yeah.
You know, a couple games or, if, you know, game three. You know, knowing him, he'll probably rest till they get to Chicago.
Exactly.
But yeah, they're both real good rebounding teams here. Reggie Evans is just, he beast. You know,
he's a rebounding monster.
You still got a newly single as of today, Chris Humphries.
Chris Humphries.
You know, who's
falling off the map, man.
I know. Reggie Evans just came in and stole his shine.
Yep. Brook Lopez can score. He's definitely going to have to be somebody that the Bulls have to watch out for. We're going to have to D him up seriously. When it comes to X factors to either team, let me start off with the harder one, Brooklyn. Their X factor is the person who I really haven't mentioned from the starting lineup, is Jarrell Wallace. Jarrell Wallace is going to have a really good series. He's going to have his hands tied, you know, guarding Luol Deng, person who led the NBA in most minutes played. So, you know, Luol Deng can run. He maximizes his amount of minutes used, and he's going to make Jarrell Wallace work. So, Jarrell Wallace can, you know, slow down Luol Deng a little bit, put a body on him, you know, throw him off his rhythm. Bulls will have a tough time because, let's be honest, Luol Deng is – you know, besides Boozer, probably their best scorer. We definitely need Boozer to have a good series. When it comes to the Bulls, X factor, no question, is Kirk Heinrich. If Kirk Heinrich can have a hell of a series, we know he's been banged up throughout the season, but he seems to be the guy when he plays well and he sets the tone. It seems that the Bulls tend to follow his lead and play well as well. He's a very good defender when it comes to the pick and roll, which we know is what Brooklyn likes to run a lot with Deron Williams. So Kirk Heinrich is a hard-nosed defender. He's a tough guy. If he can put some tough D on Deron Williams, slow them down, set the tone for the team, Bulls will be in pretty good shape.
My X factors for I think for the Bulls is Jimmy Butler. You know,
I knew you were gonna have to
put him in as starting shooting guard. His job is gonna be to help put up some buckets.
Yep.
You know, Bulls 28th in scoring, and this is his opportunity. He's been playing well. I mean, he's damn near played anywhere. He started at the four, like a couple games ago, and now he's starting at the two guard. All right. And
he's athletic. He's a very athletic kid.
And he's gonna, he's gonna be guarding Joe Johnson. That Bulls defense in the backcourt, especially, gonna be needed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with Darren Williams, Joe Johnson, this is the time of the year. It's time for them to prove. Darren Williams has, you know, gotten a little healthy. He's gotten healthier, so his game has picked up.
Yes, it has.
For New Jersey, I'm gonna say Brook Lopez. I think this is his coming out party. Playoffs is where you make your name.
Exactly. And that's where you get your money.
You know, is he going to prove that he is, like, a top three center? And
is he worth that contract?
Put up some decent rebounding numbers? Yeah. Because now that the pressure is on.
Yes, it is. So this is going to be a tough series. And then the winner of this will probably go on to play in Miami.
Yep.
Go Bulls, hopefully. Bulls are seeing to give Miami a tough ride and tough times. You know, they have a little bit of history going back a couple of years, so hopefully we'll see history repeat itself.
Since you already said who you think is going to win, which we already knew that going in, how many
in
games?
Six. I believe the Bulls will pull out in six. I think they'll each steal one on each other's home courts.
Okay. I think it's going to be Nets in seven. I just think with Noah hurt, I think that's going to be major. Especially against this next team with Robin Lopez. Brook Lopez and with Reggie Evans, and they got size too. This is not going to be aces. I think the Nets is going to pull this. I know like it's just going to sting, but this is going like, I think this is going 6-7 games.
Oof, that'd be a great series.
Your team is banged up, man.
Yeah, my team is banged up. We've been banged up all season, and we ended up in the fifth seed. So I'm not going to say we don't have an in us to win.
No, not at all. Then we got the 6-3 matchup. Atlanta Hawks made the big
Indiana
trade
Pacers.
For Joe Johnson, with the get rid of Joe Johnson. And still got in the playoffs.
Yep.
You know, versus the Pacers, who haven't played well coming in, but you know they got expectations.
Big time.
Coming in first and rebounding, second best defensive team. Now they got something to prove. Now they want to get to the finals and hopefully get a rematch against Miami.
I know they do. Unfortunately, it doesn't look good for Atlanta. Indiana is a very hard-nosed and tough team, defensive-minded, but they also have the ability to put up some points. The key for Atlanta is really going to be a team effort. They're really going to have to put forth a true team effort. Everybody's going to have to get involved, all the way from Al Horford to Jeff Teague, the point guard, to their bench. Everybody's going to have to play a factor, and that's the only way I see Atlanta pulling out any kind of victory in this. And Indiana, keys for them, Paul George is going to have to play well, as is Roy Hibbert. Roy Hibbert is a guy who last year, a lot of people consider the third best big man in the league. Not so much this year. Kind of disappeared throughout the regular season, so this is his time. He's going to have to step it up. We all know defensively he's pretty good, but offensively he's going to have to step up his game and help this team out. It's going to be a tough task going against Al Horford, but he has the size and he has the height. So it's time for him to show. Got to show up.
Yeah, this is going to be tough for Atlanta. I know Al Horford's going to give it his all. I think he's going to show that he can be a franchise player.
Mm-hmm.
He's worked hard. He's been a leader. Josh Smith is clearly going to show why. Well, hopefully.
He wants that max money.
Yeah, I deserve a max contract. He'll probably get it, even though I still don't think he's worth that much money.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Paul George has taken off this season. David West is going to be a free agent also, so he's going to come in strong. And you said Roy Hibbert has not played up to par at all. George Hill in the backcourt.
Exactly.
Hansbro No, I think they just have too much size and depth for the Atlanta Hawks.
Completely agree with you. When it comes to the X factors for each team, for Atlanta, I'm going to have to cite Kyle Korver. This is a guy who can go bananas at any given moment. He can hit three upon three upon three upon three at any given second. And that's one guy Indiana's going to have to find an answer for, because if he gets hot, it's going to be a problem. When you look at Indiana, the X factor for Indiana, I'm going to go with David West. David West was a guy who fell off a little bit last year, had a really, really disappointing season. But if he can put everything together, he's bounced back this year. If he can continue to do what he does, Indiana's going to have a great chance to move on in the playoffs. And shoot, sky's the limit.
My X factor, I'll say Jeff Teague. I know he'll be the third guy, you know, outside of Smith and Horford to step up. You know, he's been
there a
couple of years. He's been in the playoff. He's got some playoff experience now, and I think he needs to, you know, do his part in attacking and, you know, running the team, you know, trying to get some of these bigs in foul trouble.
That's true.
You know, and he has something to prove with the changes that are going to happen in Atlanta. You know, I think everybody's out to prove why they
should stay. Exactly.
You know, and if Jeff Teague, is he really the point guard that he can lead them to the playoffs for the next 5 years?
I agree. What about Indiana?
Indiana, I think it's Roy Hibbert. He just needs to come in and show that he's a monster. He needs to really step his game up. He has had a less of a season after kind of coming out and breaking out last year.
Correct.
Give Al Horford the business.
Yep.
Make Al Horford work and kind of do his part to keep him in check. You know, along with David West, just bang these boys in the paint.
Yep. So who you got?
I'd say I like the Pacers in five.
May shock you, but I like the Pacers in four. I think the Pacers are going to get this over with. I give Atlanta no chance at pulling this one out. I really don't. I just don't think they have enough firepower to pull it out. With Lou Williams, I give him a little bit of a chance, but without him gone for the season, I don't give him any chance.
Okay.
Sorry, Atlanta. Love the city, but y'all ain't doing nothing in the playoffs.
Hopefully their fans come out when it's in Atlanta.
We'll see about that. But and then we got...
Yeah, we know where the fans going to be
the
tomorrow.
New York Knickerbockers.
At 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern time.
This is going to be a series. This might be my favorite series of the East. Even though my Bulls are playing Brooklyn, this might be my favorite series.
Man, when
just
is the
because
last
of the
time?
History, the beef. I just don't like you attitude these two teams seem to share and have kind of had for the past couple of years. We've seen some battles with KG and Carmelo. We've seen Carmelo going to the bus after the game, getting into some shouting matches
like
with Rajon Rondo. So this is going to be a series. And I told somebody earlier, I just have a sneaky suspicion Boston won this series, and I kind of feel like they coasted a little bit at the end to get this series.
Oh, okay.
I think they won in New York. Everybody felt like they wanted to play Miami. I don't think so. I think they won in New York. I think KD won Carmelo big time.
I actually would agree with you on that. I think, let's just be honest. Nobody wants to play Miami first.
Nope.
You can see them in the second round, but you don't want to play them first. Miami Heat cannot lose in the first round. Shit.
But to me, this is a hell of a good matchup for Boston. The key for them to win, one of their forwards, whether it be Jeff Green or Paul Pierce, is going to have a bananas type series, which I think they will. One of the two, if both can go off, even better. But I think one of those two will have a great series. Paul Pierce has been fantastic. Jeff Green's been a little under the radar this year. I think they have a good chance to do some damage. As far as New York goes, Carmelo is, to me, going to be basically the key, which he basically is for every game for them. Not so much for scoring-wise, But if he can get ball movement, if the ball can move, if the ball can move around, can hit different players, guys can get their shots and try to create and not have Carmelo stopping the ball so much, New York will have a very good chance of winning this series. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, this series, Boston has got to step their defense up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the Knicks' three wins, they've all gotten over 100 points. You know, we know Melo and J.R. Smith are on a hot streak right now.
Mm-hmm.
The team loves to shoot three-pointers.
Live or die.
You know, that's their strength, live or die by the three.
Yep.
And I do think, like you said, Pierce and Garnett have to step up and be the, you know, Hall of Fame players they are.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jason Terry, I think he'll have a good series. And I expect with now with the playoffs here, this is his time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, step up. You know, Courtney Lee has been playing a little better. So I think Boston's going to give it an all-out fight. You got Doc Rivers there, so you know.
Exactly.
No,
especially with KG. I know KG wants it.
You know, on the other end, the Knicks, man, I mean, you said hitting the three. Tyson Chandler's finally healthy. I think he's a big key. He can show the paints and bring that dominant defensive presence that he is. Mm-hmm. To clog up the lane, you know, hold KG to a couple low-scoring games, you know, bad shooting games.
Who's it for you?
For Boston, it's Jeff Green. He hasn't been in the playoffs since he got injured, since he got traded. And he's been playing well, and he's their, you know, that young guy who has the ability to put up 20 points. And with KG and Pierce getting up in age and Terry, I think they're going to need a shot of youth. He'll probably be the one to actually go at Melo.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get Melo in foul trouble, make him work on the other end.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that rebounder, but yeah, I would say Jeff Green. And for the Knicks, I know the Knicks are banged up. Oh, part of me wants to just say Dean Novak. I think he just needs to show up. And he's had an off season since really breaking out last year.
Mm-hmm.
Get more run and start opening things up. If the Knicks ain't making threes, you know, it's going to get a little tight.
Yeah, it is. Well, for me, I will agree with you. As far as Boston goes, Jeff Green is the X factor for them. A lot of people forget this was the when initially, I guess you want to say, when they started the whole team in OKC, Jeff Green was one of the original people that were on there, along with Kevin Durant, you know, on Westbrook. And he seemed to kind of be the forgotten guy and all of that. You know, ended up getting traded to Boston, ended up having that health scare with the heart condition, had to miss all the last season. But he's been back. He's been playing very well. He's very athletic. Like you said, he's a guy that will probably end up guarding Melo at the four and making him work. So I think if he can use his athleticism to kind of wear Melo out a little bit, throw him out of his rhythm, he'll be in good shape. When it comes to the Knicks, the X factor for me is Raymond Felton. This is a guy who started off the season hot. A lot of people thought he was very improved, thought he found a good fit when he came to New York. He's kind of been falling off a little bit lately. His game's kind of slowed down. So for me, if he can step up and play like the point guard he was in the beginning of the season, New York will have a very good chance of ending the series.
All right, man. So
me, I got Boston winning in six.
Whoa!
Yep, I got Boston winning the series. I know a lot of people are going to be like, what? What? How can you pick? Look, folks, Carmelo Anthony ain't never got past the first round before. Prove me wrong, Carmelo. Prove me wrong. But I just think Boston, this is a series that they've been wanting ever since they've kind of, you know, fallen to the back of the Eastern Pack. I think this is what they wanted. Like I said, they got a little history between them. KG, Paul Pierce, those guys, those Hall of Famers are still there. Jason Terry was added to add a little fire punch from the loss of Ray Allen. So I see some good things from Boston in this series. I think Boston is actually going to wake up and do some good things.
Wow, I think it's totally opposite. I think it's a flip. I think the Knicks are gonna win this thing. I think Boston is gonna make them work, definitely for sure. But I think the Knicks are just hot, are going in hot. You know, I don't know. J.R. Smith can keep it up, but I know Melo is not gonna let his team not win in the playoffs, especially you're the number two seed and you got home court. Especially not with Tyson Chandler there and them veterans.
Well, I agree.
Everybody there, you got, you know, Jason Kidd, Kenya Martin. I know, you know, Shumpert's been banged up. I know Prigioni's been banged up, but I think the Knicks is going to get at least getting out the first round. We're going to take a quick break, come back and do the Western Conference, y'all. Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour. Hello.
Yo, Duke, you're dead wrong. You never have the skills like mine. I write the ill-type rhymes. Now I'm reaching my prime. 360 dunk in your face. You can't compete. You're just a basket case. Let's separate the men from the boys and put your money where your mouth is. No time for toys. Your game is weak, you geek, so don't sleep, because I'll be checking you, wrecking you when I start to creep through the back door. I know I caught you out there. You got no clout here, and I doubt there is any way that you can stop the beat down. You ought to play the background and sit back down. Chumps like you, I gotta keep them in line. So prepare to suffer, boy, cause now you're mine. You're mine. I fake your left and go right, straight down the lane. Here's one in your eye. You feel pain, you're strained to put together some strategy, but you're raggedy. And I'll be glad to see the frown on your grill when I drill and thrill. Set up my offense, commence to kill. I'll be leading from beginning to end. And after I pound you, you're gonna wanna make friends and make amends for the silly trash you were talking. Take a walk in your shots, I'm swatting with ease. And the ladies are swooning. Clock in my swiftness while you're drooling. You oughta practice up and get your game refined. I've been waiting to dog you. And now you're mine. Hurry up, sucker, go ahead and pick your squad. Try to play hard, but I'ma rob you of your crazy notions to defeat me, you're weak, see? I romp all comp and even be down to give you a rematch. After I wax and tax that butt, when I slam the alley-oop, you can rally troops, but I play the awesome defense. I pick your pocket and send you to the bench with tears in your eyes as you realize the prize is for me. Yes, all the money. Son, my form is too nice. My handle's precise. I take your right or go left, cause my game's so deaf, and now you're mine. You're mine.
Western Conference now. All four series are a battle in this conference.
Yes, it is.
They're all going to be good. We'll start with the number one seed, the defending Western Conference champs, Oklahoma City Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
Started off the season trading James Harden to the Rockets. And mm-hmm. I guess it's fitting that they have to face him in the first round. Top three offensive teams.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a high-scoring affair. Trading James Harden when everybody in the beginning of the season thought it might have been a huge mistake. Turned out, honestly, not to be that huge of a deal. But we'll see come playoff time. This is the time when James Harden stepped up. He made his presence felt, and we'll see what happens.
For Houston to have any chance of pulling this out, they're going to have to step their defense up. Right now, they're 28th in defense, giving up over 102 points a game. And against the Thunder, you're going to have to limit their possessions. They're a good jump shooting team, but you just, you know, try to do their best to keep them out the paint. You know, Rockets are a good passing team with over 23 assists a game. You know, you got Jeremy Lin, you got, you know, Parsons.
Underrated player.
Yeah, he's been putting up points. Janosik in the middle, who has really stepped up. You know, we're getting some big minutes from Chicago.
Better than expected. So this should be an interesting series. The key for each team, Oklahoma City, Russell Westbrook's going to have to be one of the main keys. He cannot take more shots than Kevin Durant. If he does go ahead and do that, it's going to cause major problems for this team. Once again, when it comes to Houston, Houston's a team led by James Harden, who has really broken out this season, become, you know, pretty much on the cusp of being a star in this league. And the big key for them is really going to be their bench. I mean, you got the big, I guess if you want to call it their big three, with Lynn, Harden, and Parsons. But the rest of the role players, Delfino, a lot of these guys are going to have to step up, and it'll be interesting to see what kind of rotation Kevin McHale has in this playoff series.
He's going to have to go to his bench, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
My X factor for these teams, I think for Oklahoma City, I think it's Steph Alosha. He'll be the main one guarding Harden, who's going, you know, they went up against him in practice. So, you know, he knows James Harden's game pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
No, but still, that's still going to be a hard draw guarding him all day.
Definitely.
You know, as long as he can keep Harden honest on the opposite end, choking at three, good things will happen
yeah.
for the Thunder.
Definitely.
For the Rockets, I think it's Chandler Parsons. Harden's definitely going to need some help. He's going to feel a lot of pressure to do a lot of the scoring. And, you know, Chandler Parsons has stepped up. I mean, that last game against the Lakers, he was just on fire.
Mm-hmm. Big, that big shot that they're in overtime.
He's not afraid of the big moments.
Not at all. Not at all. Well, for me, the X factor in the series, when it comes to Houston, it's going to be Carlos Delfino. He's a guy who's been a starter in this league in the past, and I definitely think if he's given the opportunity, get some minutes, you definitely got to look out for. He can definitely hit the three. He can create for some of his teammates, so he's definitely got to look out for. When it comes to Oklahoma City, you know what? I'm going to go a little bit outside the box. I'm going to say Kendrick Perkins. This guy who's been a quote-unquote defensive enforcer. We haven't seen much of that lately. But this is a guy who definitely needs to step up his game on the defensive end, not known offensively. But I think if he can keep a sneak at bay, keep Harden and Lynn from penetrating into the paint, I think Oklahoma City will be in a good way.
All right. Who you got? You think the Rockets have – do you give them much of a chance to win this series at all?
Unfortunately, no. Houston just does not have enough firepower to compete with Oklahoma City. Kevin Durant and Westbrook alone are going to cause huge problems for Houston. I see Oklahoma City winning this in five.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think Houston will be able to pull one out in Houston. Oklahoma City is definitely going to have a game where them jump shots are not falling. But yeah, I think it's in five. Parsons is going to have to deal with Kevin Durant. Let alone, but I mean, you know, Jeremy Lin is not going to be able to handle Westbrook.
Mm-hmm. Not even by any means.
Yeah, five it is.
All right, moving on to the next series. Who we got? We got the,
Grizzlies and
4-5.
Yeah, the 4-5 matchup. Basically, the team spent the last, seemed like, a few weeks battling for home court. Clippers were able to hold on. This is a matchup of opposite teams. Clippers are, you know, up and down team, like to push the ball up, get the lob city going, working a fast-paced offense, and the Grizzlies are just a grind it out, throw the ball down low, defensive.
Hard-nosed team, yeah. It's going to be a big series for both teams. Clippers trying to show that they can, you know, make some moves and move on after making it to the second round last year. Memphis has been a pretty consistent team in there as well, trying to get over that hump and trying to move on to the Western Conference Finals. The key for both teams, for the Clippers, they're going to need a big game from their role players. Matt Barnes, Caron Butler, Jamal Crawford, even Eric Bledsoe. The role players are going to need to step up besides their main guys, and they can make that happen. See good things in the Clippers' future. And on the other side from Memphis, defensively, they just have to keep it up. I'm sure they're going to have times where Tony Allen guards Chris Paul, one of their best perimeter defenders, if not one of the best in the league. And I'm curious to see how Memphis is going to play their defensive rotations.
The Grizzlies, for them, it's just pounding it and going in and getting Blake Griffin in foul trouble and just being physical with both of them. I know Chris Paul, you know, has that mentality. He's not going to take it. I know you got Matt Barnes in there, but I think you got to bang Blake Griffin around. Just keep it tight. You know, make the Clippers play a half-court game. You know, they seem to struggle a little bit.
Yep.
Go ISO with Jamal Crawford or Chris Paul a lot, and it gets a little stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
For the Clippers, them, a lot of it's execution on the offensive end. You know, like I said, not just settling, not making it ISO, but, you know, Vinny Del Negro is going to have to go to his bench and, you know, mix it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Push it up tempo when you get a rebound. And, you know, show that defense that the Clippers seem to have. I mean, they were ranked fourth. Shocking to me.
Shocking at that, yeah. That's a little high.
This is hard, man. I think both of these, neither team wants to lose this series.
Oh, not at all.
Whoever loses this series is going to
feel the
heat. Changes is coming. I think both of these coaches are on the hot seat. I think
mm-hmm.
whoever loses this series, that coach will get fired. I know with Lionel Hollins, there's been some grumblings, and, you know, they want something to happen, and it hasn't. You know, with the Clippers, Chris Paul's a free agent. Vinny Del Negro is not that offensively creative. You know, they basically brought Vinny Del Negro in to get him to this point.
Yeah.
They feel like, you know, is he going to be the one leading to a championship? And there's a lot of doubters.
No, I'm sure. I'm one of them. For me, when it comes to the X factors for the series, for the Clippers, for me, it's going to be DeAndre Jordan. He's going to have his hands full going up against Marc Gasol, one of the most underrated centers in the league. He's very good all around. He bangs the glass. He can also pass very well. He can hit the you know, 10 to 15 foot jump shot. So he's going to be a little of an issue for DeAndre. DeAndre can hold it down and play some solid defense. I think they'll be okay. When it comes to Memphis, for me, the X factor is going to be Mike Conley. He's going up against Chris Paul. We all know how much Chris Paul has that fire inside of him. Chris Paul does not want to lose this series. I don't want anybody. So Mike Conley is going to have his hands full. Mike Conley is a guy we've kind of seen grown each and every year into this league. He's now become one of the better starting point guards in the league. And he's a pretty good defending point guard. So I think he and Chris Paul, that's going to be a battle to watch.
Yeah, I like it. That's going to be a great matchup at the point. My X factor is actually his backup, Jared Bayless. I think he's going to have to come in and provide some scoring off the bench. He's the kind of match where Jamal Crawford is going to give the Clippers. You know, he's gotten some good runs. You know, give Mike Conley a breather every now and then. But I think his scoring is going to be key. And for the Clippers, I was thinking DeAndre Jordan too, but I'll go with Eric Bledsoe, both backups. I think, you know, Chauncey Billups has been questionable, and Eric Bledsoe played real well against his team last year in the playoffs. I think part of the reason that the Clippers have struggled a little bit is he hasn't played as well as he was earlier in the season. If he can get some good minutes, give Chris Paul some rest, or play on Chris Paul at the two sometimes, you know, just provide that energy and that spark off the bench.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, I agree. So how do you see the series ending up?
This is a seven-gamer to me. I've been going back and forth on this. I think this game is, it can go either way. Tie goes to the home team. I can't see the Clippers losing in this round.
No, I hear you. Unfortunately for me, it's the other way around. I do think it's going to go to seven games, but I think Memphis is going to pull it out. This is a team that's had their fair share of battles going back to San Antonio, and we've kind of seen them inch along the same way as we've seen Oklahoma City. We've seen, you know, we've seen them progress constantly and constantly and constantly, going from a team that was towards the bottom of the NBA. Now they're one of the top teams in the West, so they're making very good progress. I like the, what I've seen from Marc Gasol, how he's grown into his role the past couple of years. Zach Randolph's a guy that's going to have to step up in this series. He's been a little sluggish towards the end of the season. But I see Memphis pulling this out. Really do.
And we get to see what they're going to look like without Rudy Gay.
Yep.
We'll have Tayshaun Prince there and see if he'll bring some of that veteran savvy, and maybe it'll push him over the hump. And on to another shootout. Warriors and Nuggets. Golden State back in the playoffs. Coming in with a stud who seems to want to make a name for himself in Stephen Curry. Ray Allen's record for most three-pointers in the game. He had ankle injuries for his career, and it looked like that pick, taking that risk on, even though they had Monta Ellis at the time, has paid off. You know, signing to that four-year, $40 million, which now everybody's like, wow.
It's like a bargain. This is a game of guards, man. This is the game of the guards. Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, Jared Jack. You got them going up against Andre Miller, Ty Lawson, Andre Iguodala. So it'll be a very interesting game. This is going to be a very good series. George Karl, in my opinion, is a guy who definitely deserves some praise for Coach of the Year. Considering Denver is a team that doesn't really have a superstar player per se, yet George Karl has kept them playing well. They're the number three seed in the West, which I'm sure a lot of people did not expect them to be this season, especially with Gallinari going out with the torn ACL. I like the way Denver's playing. They remind me a lot of my team, the Bulls. They play as a true team. They play good defense. And the one advantage I think they do have going for them is that high altitude at home in Denver. And they're lethal at home.
Yeah, they are. They've had a nice tear, and yeah, this is that Steph Curry Ty Lawson matchup. It feels like whoever is able to win that matchup will help his team win the game. I'm curious to see what the coaches are going to do. I know Mark Jackson. This is, you know, his first time in the playoffs as a coach. You know, George Karl has his team clicking. Kenneth Faried is banged up, so he said he's going to start Evan, if I'm pronouncing this right, Fournier at the shooting guard.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to start him next to Ty Lawson with Iguodala, Chandler, and Kostas Koufos. So, I mean, he's mixing it up. Seems like he still wants Corey Brewer off the bench. Now, they're deep. I mean, Gallinari was a big piece, was a leading scorer. You know, Wilson Chandler starting to come back from that injury and starting to be that player. I remember him with the Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the team who can play the best defense. These teams are both high scoring. They're basically average defensively. They're going to need guys to step up with Faried gone to keep that rebounding going. You know, David Lee has been balling this year.
Mm-hmm.
As well. And if I'm the Warriors, I just, it's hard because they both keep pushing. I think it's just for them, it's both defensively. And
yep.
Nuggets keep moving the ball around. I think they have a good chance of winning this game.
I do agree with you. For me, the X factor coming from Denver's side is going to be a name that the guy who tends to play well every now and then when he seems to be given the opportunity, I'm going to go with Corey Brewer. Here's a guy who, when he first came out, was considered to be one of the premier perimeter defenders coming out. He's really, you know, he's grown a little bit, and he's kind of found his niche in a role as a, not the sixth man, but almost like the seventh man off the bench. He comes in, gives great energy, has really worked on his three-point shooting, which has really become a nice part of his game. And he still does play very good defense, so This is a guy, if he gets about 20, 25 minutes a game, can really do some damage for them. On the other side of the spectrum, when you look at Golden State, to me the key X factor for them is going to be Klay Thompson. He's a guy who clearly can light it up just as well as Steph Curry can. Consistency has been his biggest issue this year, though. If he can be consistent and be a very good player and be the player that we all know he can play as, sky's the limit for Golden State.
All right, okay. I like that. I'm going to say for the Warriors, I'm just going to let the Harrison Barnes. You know, I think with the small forwards that Denver has, you know, I think he's going to have to hold his own, especially defensively, whether he's guarding Iguodala or Wilson Chandler. He's going to have to step it up on that end. Golden State has enough scoring to make it happen, but I think on his play on that end, you know, bringing that hustle, getting the loose balls, offensive rebounds, and just making timely shots, I think it's going to be huge for them.
Mm-hmm.
For the Nuggets, I'm going to go with JaVale McGee. I think with Fareed banged up, this is going to make a huge difference on the rebounding and defensive end. You know, bring that fire and, you know, see if he showed him that he's worth that $10 million a year. You know, I'm sure his mom is going to be out there watching.
She's going to be criticizing.
Oh, yeah, you know we're going to find him. Hopefully for him, he doesn't make any plays in the playoffs. That's going to be on Shaq and the Fool.
Right.
Series. But, no, I think JaVale McGee, he played very well last year, and I think they're ready to get past the second round. I think he's going to be a big part of that.
Yeah, I agree. I see Denver winning this series. Actually see them pulling it out in five. I just think they have too many weapons. They're too deep. This is a team that's dealt with multitude of injuries throughout the season, but they always seem to continue to just keep up the pace and keep playing well. So I'm looking for them to win this in five.
I have the Nuggets winning also. I think it's going to go to six. I think it's going to be a high-scoring matchup. I want to see how they handle the loss of Fareed. I think that's going to hurt him a little bit. I know he's not out. I think he'll be, you know, playing when he can, but that's going to hurt him a little bit. But I still think they have enough to pull it out. So, yeah, I think Nuggets in six.
And last but not least.
Yeah.
The team that wasn't supposed to be here.
Nope. 48-34. Didn't quite get there.
Didn't quite get there, but, you know, they snuck in. Actually even got up to the 7th seed. The Los Angeles Lakers to get the matchup they wanted against the San Antonio Spurs. Yo, Spurs.
Yep, here we go. And I ain't even going front. I was pulling for Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see Houston in that last game? I'm like, yeah, I want to play Houston. But that's all right. I mean, it's a rivalry. These franchises have played each other numerous times. They are not fond of each other. They do respect each other.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But
that's about it. That's about where it lies.
No, Lakers, yeah, snuck in. They've just had the injury bug just hit them bad this season.
Yeah, like a ton of bricks.
You know, and then add to that their inconsistency.
Mm-hmm.
Just on the effort end, which was embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
People doubting them, but, you know, after that All-Star break, they somehow banded together. Some things just started working, and they were able to sneak in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the leader's not there now. No, hate to see Kobe Bryant out like that. It'll be weird seeing the Lakers in the playoffs and him not being there. Or him just on the sideline. You know, that's going to be a little, you know, where's number 24? He ain't playing. Okay. You know, but they got the big man tandem. Now, that's what I'm worried about. That's what I'm worried about with the Lakers just coming in and using their bigs, which they should.
Yeah, they should. They have a tandem similar to the way San Antonio used to have with Duncan and Robinson, Gasol and Howard for the Lakers. So It's going to be interesting to see how they mesh. They look like they've been doing pretty well these past few games. Mike D'Antoni teams should finally be getting it and going through Pau Gasol and Dwight Howard for his offense. So it'll be interesting to see. For the San Antonio Spurs, I don't know, man. Lost three straight coming into the series. They've been banged up. Tony Parker hasn't been the same, getting to the hole. Ginobili's out. They got rid of Steven Jackson, so they got a little question marks. But I know if there's one coach who's going to have his team prepared and ready, you can never count out Greg Popovich as well as Tim Duncan. With those two, I always give the Spurs a chance to win.
Yeah, for the Spurs, a big key for them is just getting back and getting focused, for one. I know they're built as a playoff team, and I think this, you know, the few days off they have since they'll be playing Sunday, I think will be good for them, give them time to focus and re-energize and realize where they at and what's at stake. To me, it is going to be Tony Parker, but also just Danny Green. That backcourt itself just has to dominate. I mean, Steve Nash is iffy, you know, but no Kobe Bryant. I mean, you have to take advantage of that. You'll just have Jody Meeks out there and, you know, Danny Green, Gary Neal, and, you know, Tony Parker has to get some of his I don't want to use that word, his confidence back. I won't say swagger, but, you know, just get back in rhythm, get to being that attacking guy, that leader for the team, getting guys involved and just creating. You know, you're going to have trouble going through them 2 7-footers, but just going in there and, you know, taking a contact, foul trouble. You know, they're not having Jordan Hill coming back for this series. So, you know, it's just them two. You know, and they'll also need the bench, of course. Bench is always key with the Spurs. Now with Steven Jackson out, Tiago Splitter, I think DeJuan Blair's going to get some run. You know, Matt Bonner just doing what they can to contain Dwight Howard and Pau Gasol as much as possible. Make it difficult for him. If the guards want to shoot all the time, that's fine with me. So, Blake, you're going to give Blake 20 shots. You know, go ahead. I'm going to just try to, you know, keep us all contained in Dwight Howard. We know the hack shack coming. Not all the time, I don't think, but, you know, Greg Popovich will use it. We know that's coming. For the Lakers, their backcourt is key, too. I mean, losing Kobe Bryant is a huge blow, even though they've been winning. And you know how people feel like when the ball hog is gone, like, oh, the team is better. But we've already seen that. We heard it with Rajon Rondo. We know what's going to happen here. Things get tight. You know, the ball is not going in. Who are they going to go to? You know, and it's been Steve Blake. Steve Blake has stepped up for all the flack he took in this city last year. Getting death threats and all that, he is more than answered the bell.
Yes, he has.
Kobe Bryant went down.
Yeah.
What guy you don't think is that great, Jody Meeks? I mean, he's even stepped up a bit. They're going to need that.
Big time, big time. Who's your factor for the series?
You know what the funny thing is for me, and this is, I think it's Anton Jameson. He has the ability to put up some points. You know, he's done that all through his career. And I think they're going to need his scoring ability and his ability to stretch the floor since they are going to be going in the paint a lot. And for the Spurs, I think it's Tiago Splitter. I think Duncan's going to have his hands full. He knows Dwight Howard's going to be guarding him. I think Tiago Splitter is more than likely going to be guarding. He'll be mixing it up, but I think he might be guarding Howard a little bit more because of his size. But I think he has to make Gasol's guarding him. He has to make him work. I think he has to step up and be that player that we need him to be. Show him that you are ready to take that next step. You know, you're playing for a contract too. No, I just want to see some improvement, and I just want to see the dude step up. It's your second year fully getting some run. Let's see what you can do.
I hear you. For me, For the Lakers, it's going to be Steve Blake. He's a guy who has been running the offense since Steve Nash has gone out, and he's been playing pretty well. So I think if he can continue to play well, continue to run the offense and give them major minutes, I think the Lakers will have a good chance. When you look at the Spurs, for me, it's going to be Danny Green. He's a guy who kind of disappeared last year come playoff time, but he's definitely a guy who can light it up when given the opportunity. So I think if he can go off and give the Spurs a consistent score, a consistent third option, I think they'll be in good shape.
All right. So you already know who the hell I'm picking. I am thinking the Spurs are going to win this. Why don't we just say, it's going to be six. It's going to be a battle. I want to say five, but I'm getting the benefit of the doubt. I think it's going to be a tough matchup. You know, Lakers have that adrenaline rush, so I know that first game back in Los Angeles is going to be big, but, you know, I think once the Spurs start clicking, I think once they get that first game, that first win in their system, it's going to start hitting. They'll get back into that rhythm, into that team we've seen.
Yeah, I have to agree. I do see the Spurs winning this series. I see them winning six games. I think the Lakers are going to give them a little bit of a tough time just due to the injuries that the Spurs have been dealing with. The Lakers do have momentum going now, but I can see that ending with the Spurs winning the first game of the series. And it's going to be a tough climb for the Lakers if, you know, they do end up starting off 0-1. So the Lakers, to me, have to win that first game if they want any shot of winning the series.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know what you think. You think we are on the money? You think our projections are incorrect? You want to think your team should be winning? You want to think your team is going to beat my Spurs like a fan? Do you really think that? It ain't happening. You can always call me and tell me that it's going to happen. I can tell you it ain't. Quick hits around the league. Season's over with. And firings have already begun.
Mm-hmm.
Byron Scott gone from Cleveland.
Lawrence Frank gone from Detroit.
Yeah. And Doug Collins just resigned.
He's going to take a different position somewhere, which is, that's fine.
And reading into it, more and seeing on TV, it seems like he knew this was coming and want to be with his grandkids. And I think he realized he loves the game too damn much. And when he's a coach, that's just how he lives and breathes coaching. And I think it's good for him that he's taking a break from it. You know, I feel bad both for him, Philly, and Andrew Bynum. I think his team had high expectations. I think he was pumped. And when it didn't happen, Andrew Bynum never came. I think that just took the win out of his sales and the team's sales. I mean, losing Lou Williams and all that was a big blow.
Yeah, it was.
Harkness and Vucevic are playing well for Orlando. And I actually think he could have made Andrew Bynum a better player.
Uh-huh.
So that's, you know, unfortunate as well. But good luck to him. Byron Scott, you know.
He'll be hiring somewhere else.
Yeah. He'll take a
he had a good run, but I just think it wasn't the right team for him. The team he went to definitely has some rebuilding to do, so he needs a team that's ready to compete.
Yeah, I was hoping he was actually just going to wait a year for that Laker gig. But, I mean, you got a chance to take a job. I don't blame him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think he probably would have had – I think he would have been close to a finals. I mean, close to a playoffs, but losing Vergeau kind of just killed that momentum.
Mm-hmm. And it didn't help lose Kyrie Irving much of the season, too.
Yeah, they were injured a lot, Deion Waiters. So, I mean, they could have the way the East was. And Lawrence Frank, I mean, Detroit's just bad.
Ain't nothing for me to say.
I mean, I'm still as shocked as how Joe Dumars is still there.
Mm-hmm.
Winning the title will give you a couple more years on that job. But yeah, Detroit needs some help. But they got some nice building blocks. serious front court.
Mm-hmm.
And Brandon
Andre Drummond and Greg Monroe. They got some
yeah.
nice pieces.
We'll see what else is going to happen. I'm sure there'll be other firings coming down the line.
Mm-hmm.
And we heard this Brittany Griner came out. We were like, nice okay.
Shot.
She just said, hey, I just want to let it be known it ain't no big deal. I want to, you know, I'm like, I feel that. Like, okay, now we know, all right.
Mm-hmm. No one has happy about it.
No, but you know, folks clowning and all that anyway, making fun of her. You know,
mm-hmm.
she's going to be good for the league. All that talking about she should play in the NBA. I'm like, now let her dominate the women game.
Exactly.
And these stars. Yeah. You know, and if you have, I mean, for all them guys who be clowning and by the WNBA chicks, Mike Reed and Grant, I was like, you got Skylar Diggins.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll find them. Thank y'all once again for checking out the Buzz Limit Sports Happy Hour. Please enjoy the playoffs. Enjoy them. Get your popcorn. Sit down. Get your food, your wings, get your beer, all of that.
On that good stuff.
Kiss your wives and your children. Tell them you're going to be
mm-hmm.
zoned out for a while.
Exactly. Tell them, I'm sorry, I got to be busy.
Yep, I'm apologizing in advance.
Mm-hmm.
Get loud and zoned in, and I may not hear you half the time.
Mm-hmm.
As always, you want to hit us up, feel free. TheBrothersLayman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @BrothersLayman. You can always
mm-hmm.
leave a voicemail, 323-455-4219.
And hit us up, anything y'all want to know, questions, comments, concerns, anything y'all want to ask us, please don't be afraid. We'll definitely get back to you. And from The Brothers Layman, where this is Chris and Jonathan hosting, this is Brothers Layman, where we're giving it to you strong, and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Holla.